The following is an exclusive sports presentation of Extra Sports 1300.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Southern Colorado, it's time for your live and local sports talk show.
That boy's good.
Good and terrible.
Drive Time Sports, presented by Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, your sports action hub with over 54 TVs so you don't miss out on the action, located at Woodman and I-25. The only place to hear talk about your teams.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh man, I hate those guys.
Here are your hosts, Ryan Kaufman and Chris Braden, with the godfather of Colorado Springs sports radio, Wheels.
Good Friday to you. Welcome to the program. Ryan and Wheels with you in studio till 6 o'clock on what we are now dubbing Free Stuff Friday. Why Free Stuff? Because here in a few minutes, we're going to start giving away free stuff, like Renaissance Fair tickets, like MMA tickets, like Sky Sox tickets, like $25 gift certificates to Texas T-Bone. Got your attention, don't I? We'll do that here in just a little bit. So here comes the buzzkill. I want to tell you a little story real quick. So when I was 8 years old, I was fooling around. It was me and my younger brother. We were in my mom's room, my parents' room. And we were picking up the cordless phone, and we were dialing 911 and hanging up. Real awesome, right? Yeah, I was 8. Give me a break. So, inevitably, the police showed up at my house and told my parents that they received a call, doing what police officers do, and that's making sure everyone's okay. So, of course, when I was confronted about it by my parents, I told them that I was trying to order pizza and the number to the pizza place had 911 in it. That was my honest to God excuse. I had to think on the fly, but that was my excuse. That was a better excuse than Ole Miss head coach Hugh Freeze saying he misdialed an escort service in Florida. Now, the odds that a misdialed number would connect you to an escort service are just astronomical. What are the odds? It's not a McDonald's. It's not your buddy's house. It's none of that. It is an escort service that is in a completely different state from you. How is that possible? Well, Hugh Freeze just must be the unluckiest guy in the world, right? Like how he recruited Laramie Tunsil, and then all of a sudden, once Tunsil got to Ole Miss, he just started hanging out with NFL agents. That wasn't Hugh Freeze. He didn't know anything about that. This is just Laramie Tunsil doing a 180 as a human being and doing stuff that he's not supposed to. Hugh Freeze wasn't a part of any of this. He's just unlucky, and he's unlucky that he dialed an escort service mistakenly once. Well, back to excuses. When I told my parents the pizza place excuse, they answered that the officer told them I had called 911 multiple times. Busted, right? Well, Hugh Freeze's parents, aka Ole Miss, did not just take his word for it.
As part of our core values in running the athletics program, we have an obligation to do the right thing, so we proactively looked into the rest of his phone records. In our analysis, we discovered a pattern of conduct that is not consistent with our expectations as the leader of our football program. As of yesterday, there appeared to be a concerning pattern.
And when confronted with that evidence, that pattern, if you will, Hugh Freeze stepped down yesterday as head coach of Ole Miss. And for those of you who listened to the show yesterday, and Albert, as astute of a listener as we have, pointed out that my intuition about Ole Miss was correct. And if you listened to the show yesterday, you know I am not a big fan of that program or coincidentally quarterbacks who come out of that program. But be that as it may, you may ask, well, Ryan, are you clairvoyant? I wish I could say yes. I'm not. I just follow college coaches very well. I watch the show House of Cards. And if you watch this show, you know that Frank Underwood, played by Kevin Spacey, does despicable, horrible things, but he always has a justification for it, or he always finds some way to pass the buck. So he'll blame someone else, he'll laugh it off, or he'll wrap himself in the American flag, saying that he knows what's best for America, and all he's trying to do is make America the best country that it can be. And that's how many college coaches are, including Hugh Freeze. Laramie Tunsil gets caught with NFL agents. Tunsil gets suspended. Hugh Freeze gets nothing because, of course, he couldn't have known what Laramie Tunsil was up to. All of the recruiting violations. It was the other guy. It was the previous guy. It was Houston Nutt that did it. It wasn't me. It wasn't Hugh Freeze. It was Houston Nutt. Or get this. I didn't even know this till today. This is what an actual recruit told SB Nation that Hugh Freeze told him when the idea of recruiting violations and bad recruiting stuff going on at Ole Miss. This is Hugh Freeze's response. When you're that big and out there with faith in Christ, what do you expect? Jesus got nailed to the cross. That's awesome, Hugh Freeze. Invoke Jesus. Ole Miss, Hugh Freeze, just like Jesus. The parallels are uncanny. That's what he actually told a recruit. There is a hubris and audacity that is shared by a large group of this fraternity, a fraternity that is made up of many good guys. We have one right here in Colorado Springs. Troy Calhoun's one of the good ones. I even think, despite what happened with the domestic violence allegations going on with his assistant coach, I think Mike McIntyre's a really good guy. I think Mike Bobo's a good guy. I think we're lucky here in Colorado to have the guys we do. And many of you would say, well, other than McIntyre, Bobo and Calhoun aren't playing on the same level as Hugh Freeze. And I guess that I understand that. But it leads me into this point. And it's not just Freeze, right? It's Art Briles. It's Bobby Petrino. It's Gene Chizik. It's Butch Davis. The list goes on of guys, supposed leaders of men, leaders of young men, impressionable young men, that do bad things and when confronted with it, shirk responsibility, blame other people, and wrap themselves in the idea that what they are doing is not different than anybody else. And what they are doing is just trying to win football games. That's what bothers me the most. These are men who come into homes and they tell parents that they're going to take care of their child while your 18, 19, 20-year-old young man is in my care, in my program. I will take care of him. I will be a father figure to most of these young men who unfortunately grow up without a father figure in their lives. And this is how they behave. Now, we don't know exactly what that pattern entails. We can infer that it has something to do with Hugh Freeze calling escort services a lot. And even if you want to say, well, maybe it's not for him, maybe it's for recruits. Obviously, that's terrible, right? But even if you say the flip side, and oh, well, what if it's not for recruits? It's just Hugh Freeze that wants that companionship. Because as I learned on the internet today, escort services and prostitutes are two very different things. But do you want your son to go play for somebody who uses those kind of services, whether he goes the full range of services or not? Do you want your son to play for that man? Do you want your daughter to be at the same institution as somebody that does that. There are college football coaches who use escort services, get escorts for kids, turn a blind eye to rape and child molestation. They cheat on their wives, and the saddest part of all, Hugh Freeze will be employed by this time next year because this is indicative of an overall broken system. You want to talk about recruiting violations? I don't care for the most part. You know, you get, you know, you're calling a kid when you're not supposed to or something like that. That's an infraction, but I can live with that. But these guys mess up on just an astronomical level. But yet they keep getting jobs over and over because they win. And then we act like when Bobby Petrino goes to Arkansas or Louisville or Hugh Freeze goes to whatever place he is going to next, that he's going to act any differently.
So, NBA free agency was kind of crazy.
K-Razzy.
Keep track of all the deals on your home for the best NBA coverage. Extra Sports 1300.
Drive Time Sports on a Friday. Your chance to win a free concealed carry class from Magnum Shooting Center is coming up shortly. A special double shot of the day coming up. Coming down this afternoon, it is like the number one thing trending on Twitter as well right now. Kyrie Irving apparently wants out of Cleveland, according to Brian Windhorst. Which you can trust that guy. He is as locked in on the beautiful city of Cleveland than any human being on the face of the earth. But anyway, allegedly he wants a bigger role. He's tired of playing in LeBron's shadow. I gotta be me, he's saying. LeBron reportedly was, quote, blindsided and disappointed. Now, Will Brinson of CBS, he's the CBS Sports senior NFL writer, summed up my thoughts about Kyrie wanting to leave quite perfectly. Playing with LeBron James and demanding a trade is like filing for divorce from Beyonce. So I don't know that I need to go into it anymore about how kind of silly this is that he wants out. But you know what? We're rolling with it. Who cares why he wants to go out? Somebody needs to approach the Cavaliers with a deal before Kyrie wises up. And that team, of course, you know I'm going to say the Nuggets. What, do you think I was going to make a case that the Phoenix Suns should get Kyrie Irving? So, and for those of you who listen to the show religiously, and I know that's most of you, and we love you for that. You know that I'm not a huge fan of Kyrie Irving in terms of him being a championship-level player. I think he's like a James Harden, you know, somebody like that. Really good player, really talented player. Doesn't really have that championship gene that not everyone has. It's rare. It's a rare gene. It's like being redheaded. It's rare. It's recessive. Anyway. But here's the thing with the Nuggets. Who on this team is a championship? Even Paul Millsap, who we think is basically like Gandhi coming to join the Denver Nuggets. That 60-win Hawks team went nowhere. He's never played for an NBA championship. So we're talking about different phases of life that the Nuggets are in right now. The Nuggets are in the phase of life that nobody except Wilson Chandler and Kenneth Faried have experienced success as a Denver Nugget. Like, success being making it to the playoffs. So, to me, I can put that aside with Kyrie, and if the Nuggets start making multiple Western Conference championships and they keep losing, then I will stand here and say Kyrie Irving's not the best thing for them now because he's not a championship player. But right now, they just need to get good. They're a good team now. They need to get... Getting Kyrie Irving would make them, like, really good. like top half of the Western Conference, which is as loaded as it has ever been in the history of mankind, good. So how, pray tell, would the Nuggets get Kyrie Irving, you ask? Well, it's quite simple. Using ESPN's trade machine, I have been able to figure out that if you sent a package of Moutier, Harris, Fareed, or Wilson Chandler, because Kyrie makes a decent chunk of money, about $18 million, you have to include Chandler or Fareed to make it work financially. Now, if you get a third team and blah, you know, all that kind of stuff. But if it was a straight Nuggets sitting down with the Cavaliers and saying, we want Kyrie, we can give you these three players that make things match up monetarily, and, oh, by the way, two of them are pretty young pieces, one of them under control for at least, I believe, 2-3 more years if you're Moutier, couple more years if you're Gary Harris. So we can give you two nice young pieces, and we can give you this guy who can be a nice veteran presence off the bench for you, or you could buy him out. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you, but we can make the salaries work. That, I know, would not be enough. So the inevitable thing here that the Nuggets would have to offer up are first-round picks. And the Nuggets are now done with having multiple. They had their multiple first-round pick run. Now they don't. But they do own their own. They do own their own from now until 2025, I believe. So why not take the package of players I just mentioned? And my preference would be Fareed over Chandler, but do what you got to do, Tim Connelly. Why not throw in a couple of draft picks, a couple of first-rounders? The Nuggets right now have five homegrown players, meaning they drafted by the Nuggets. Even if they trade away Moutier, Harris, and Fareed, who would all also fit under that homegrown thing, they would still have five guys that they drafted themselves, and all five of those guys are under control for at least two more years. You would have Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, Juancho Hernan Gomez, Malik Beasley, and now Tyler Lydon. At what point do the Nuggets say, you know what, we can sit this one out? We don't have to draft in the first round. And then plus, if we have Kyrie Irving, we have the ability to make the postseason every year, so we wouldn't even be a lottery pick. So at what point do they say, you know what, we'll trade our two first-round picks that will be in the 20s for a chance to have Kyrie Irving? Now, I'm sure the Phoenix Suns are one team that has been reportedly interested, or people believe they'll make a run at them. And theirs is Eric Bledsoe and a couple of picks. So why can't the Nuggets match that? Now, Kyrie did say reportedly that he had a few preferred landing spots: New York, Miami, San Antonio, Minnesota. And I tweeted out, why would Dan Gilbert trade him and then also trade him to where he wanted to go? Why not punish him and send him to Denver? Say, you know what? We'll trade you, but we're not going to trade you to where you want to be. We're going to trade you to Denver. Let's do that. And by the way, did you notice that last city on the list, or last state on the list? Minnesota. I don't want to hear any more that the Nuggets can't be an attractive destination if Kyrie Irving wants to go play in Minneapolis, freaking Minnesota. Nuggets, Denver can be a decent landing spot if the team is good enough. That's the key. So I say go for it. I didn't include Jokic or Murray. And if I were Tim Connelly, I wouldn't approach the Cavs with those two guys in their names in my mouth. I would wait. But I said it with Jimmy Butler. If you trade Jamal Murray for Jimmy Butler, now all of a sudden you have Jamal Murray's ceiling and you have it 2 years early. Kind of the same thing with Kyrie Irving.
They know more about sports than you do.
It blows my mind that people choose to pick out that it's Aqib Talib that is doing this instead of the fact that it needed to be done.
And even if they don't, we'll continue to say they do.
You guys are way too cocky.
It's Ryan Kaufman and Chris Brayton on Drive Time Sports.
He's just going to be mentioned every single
year. He would be a great choice.
Sure he would, but he's like old and shouldn't be coaching.
Presented by Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery on Extra Sports 1300.
Hour number two on a Free Stuff Friday here on Extra Sports 1300. Ryan and Wheels with you in studio. Oh, you don't believe me that we're giving away free stuff? We've already given out MMA tickets, Sky Sox tickets twice. And I have a $25 gift certificate to Texas T-Bone for the best text of the day. And many of you are vying for that title on the topic of Kyrie Irving. And I promise we will get back into Kyrie coming up in just a few minutes. If you'd like to be a part of the show, maybe vie for that Texas T-Bone gift certificate, or maybe just say hi. Maybe bring up Tim Tebow's name when I specifically asked you not to. 286-0046 is the text line, but as Noel and others found out over the top of the hour break, I don't really follow through with my threats. So, yesterday, Wheels and I saw something. Wheels saw it first, just to give credit, and showed it to me. The Rams signed a quarterback yesterday. Who was that? Dan Orlovsky. That one, the guy that ran out of the back of the end zone when the Lions went winless. He has been hired by an NFL team before Colin Kaepernick. And Brandon Marshall, who is a teammate of Colin Kaepernick at Nevada, our Brandon Marshall, not New York's Brandon Marshall, formerly our Brandon Marshall, the one that plays for the Broncos right now, went on TMZ Sports, which I still think is a bizarre thing that athletes willingly go on the show that's out to find them in compromising situations. But be that as it may, Brandon Marshall was on that program, and he had some interesting thoughts to share about his old college teammate.
You know, I watch people on Twitter say Kyler's not good. He's not a good NFL quarterback. He's, you know, but what about Geno Smiths and, you know what I'm saying, other world and, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick's and all those guys. I'm like, if Cap's not good, then what are these guys? These guys are getting signed.
Now, he has a point because, again, Dan Orlovsky just got signed. But what Brandon Marshall is missing here, And we've been saying this all along. We've been consistent in this room when it comes to Colin Kaepernick. Now, he's not what he was when he led the 49ers to the Super Bowl. It's a little bit of an aberration. But he is better. And the point that I made the other day, and it still applies, is Colin Kaepernick worthy of a starting job right now? Not if you are a team that's considering being good this year, no. Now, there are a couple teams, Browns, Jets, that you could argue he would start for. Maybe. I'm interested to see what the Browns do with Kaiser, DeShone Kizer. Not totally sure that he won't be the starter by season's end. And they have Brock there. And I will tell you that Colin Kaepernick is better than Brock Osweiler. But here's the point. If Colin Kaepernick in the NFL today would be the 35th, 40th best quarterback in the league, is that worth the distraction that comes along with it? And my point is, no, it's not. It's not worth it. Now, there are plenty of distractions that litter team starting lineups that isn't not great to deal with, I'm sure. I'm sure ideally the Broncos would know who their quarterback is right now, and they wouldn't want the distraction of it heading into training camp next week. But here's the thing. If a guy is a starter, one of your top players, and he is a distraction or brings some sort of baggage, Ezekiel Elliott, do you think the Cowboys are willing to deal with the distraction of Ezekiel Elliott? You bet your hindquarters they are. They will take whatever distraction Ezekiel Elliott can bring because of his performance on the field. It's not, the point is not that Colin Kaepernick doesn't deserve to be employed. We had David Ramsey on from the Gazette on the show earlier this week. Made a long, absolutely 100% correct statement about Colin Kaepernick being an eligible, I don't believe eligible was the word he used, but employee. He can be hired. He's a qualified employee. That's what he said. Colin Kaepernick is a qualified employee or potentially a qualified employee. And I agree. Colin Kaepernick can be one of the best 102 quarterbacks, whatever that number is. There's no doubt that Colin Kaepernick is in that group. But with all the stuff that teams have to deal with, bringing in somebody that would not be your starting quarterback, would be your backup, that would bring that kind of attention and that white hot spotlight, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And that's the point with Colin Kaepernick. It's not that he's not talented enough, although I would say that many people have overrated his talents. It's not about his talent. It's about NFL teams hate distractions. In no other sport is the word distraction thrown out more than the NFL. It's unbelievable. NFL teams are the most buttoned up businesses in the world. You rock the boat at all, and you are a pariah. I mean, remember with the Broncos with Will Parks? It almost seemed like the more outrage was towards Will Parks's Instagram post or Snapchat where he showed Paxton Lynch in the background accidentally looking like he's never played football before. And the outrage is almost more about that than his upcoming court date for domestic violence. And of course I exaggerate because no decent human being on the face of the earth would think that the social media post is more consequential than the court date, but it just shows the point, like, NFL teams hate distractions, even the most silliest ones, like that one with Will Parks in the Instagram post, Snapchat, whatever it was. And we had that discussion after that happened. When is Will Parks not worth it? Pretty dang soon. He's probably on strike two. The domestic violence thing, strike one, Instagram post, strike two. He's got one more left. And then he'll be cut by the Broncos. Cody Latimer now. I would not be shocked if we are seeing the last days of Cody Latimer as a Denver Bronco. And what did he do? Slapped a bouncer? Okay. Guy he lines up against in practice got in a gunfight. And nothing happened to him. But again, it's, does the baggage you bring with you outweigh your talent? And with Colin Kaepernick, it absolutely does. And that's not the, and that's why Brandon Marshall just doesn't get it. And you know what? To be honest, I think Brandon Marshall's a really smart guy. I happen to like Brandon Marshall a lot. I know I wasn't thrilled with him joining in the kneeling thing, but I believe every move he has made since then has been the correct one. Unlike, coincidentally enough, his Nevada teammate, Colin Kaepernick, while Brandon Marshall is having discussions with police commissioners and penning columns and things like that, trying to affect change. Colin Kaepernick's wearing pig socks. So I like Brandon Marshall a lot, and I think he's a really smart guy. And I think at the heart of this is trying to protect his friend. He is trying to have his guys back. But in what he's saying, it's missing the mark of why Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job now. It's not talent. And what Brandon Marshall is saying, there are plenty of people who are saying he's not good enough. And I agree with David Ramsey and Brandon Marshall. He is absolutely good enough to be an NFL quarterback. But he's not good enough to be a starter. And he's too much of a distraction to be your second or third string guy. And that's the point with Colin Kaepernick. But that's going to do it for the show. We will talk to you bright and early Monday afternoon, 3 p.m. right here on Extra Sports 1300.